Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, sponsored by Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show is brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Six great flavors of slushies and the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. It's a beautiful day to drive over, pick up the beverages for the weekend, the snacks for the weekend, start getting ready for the National League Championship Series that starts on Monday. And speaking of which, our play-by-play call of the day, back-to-back games for Nick Castellanos with home run, with two homers in a game.
And the 1-2 to Castellanos. Swung on, hit in the air, blasted deep to left field. No doubt about this one. Into the foot of the second deck, a solo home run. Nick Castellanos has hit his second solo home run of the night, and the Phillies are on top 3-1.
And the left-hander's 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Phillies come racing out of the dugout as Matt Strom has saved it, and the Phillies have beaten the Braves in the division series for the second year in a row.
Tommy McCarthy on the call of the Nick Castellanos home run. Back-to-back nights with two home runs. First time that's ever happened in postseason play. And Scott Fransky with the call of the final out on what was really legitimately a horrible call. I mean, that was a terrible call. Look, the kid was overmatched. Okay, Grissom is totally overmatched, but he barely moved the bat. And they said he went around. I'm like, going, he went around. And you notice TBS never showed the replay of it. They never showed the replay from the dugout side. Did you notice that?
Philly fans are intimidating. I think they were like, hey, yeah, we got to get out of here.
Oh, yeah. No, I think there was a lot of like, okay, we can leave now, right? So it's like, it's a strike. Okay, great. Everybody run.
Good for the Phillies. So.
But it really was one of those like, I'm like, boy, that was a terrible call. Yeah. Right? And then I said, I can't wait for the replay. Maybe he did a lot more than I thought. There was no replay, like except from center field. The center field camera tells you nothing. All right, so I got this email today from Amazon. You'll love this, Amazon. Okay, money you save with Amazon.com because of our pre-order price guarantee. The price of the following item decreased because you pre-ordered, and we gave you the lowest price. Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan Season 3 DVD set, originally $21.99, has now been reduced to $21.98. I saved one penny. They sent me an email to tell me I saved a penny. Oh, my almighty! I said that. I'm looking at this. I'm not even like thinking twice. I'm just looking at it going, all right, save money. Okay. Because I ordered it like 5-6 weeks ago.
Oh, it's real? You did? You saved a penny?
I saved a penny.
Oh,
I just
awesome.
Got the email this morning.
I was going to borrow a penny.
So I'm looking like, what the heck? I said, what idiot thinks this is good?
My credit card got hacked. Why I got hacked? Somebody called a dating service and charged it to my credit card. $2.99.
Oh, there you go.
So fraud, and they shut my credit card off. I said, well, I don't really care, you know, but I'm happily married. I did not call the dating service.
Right.
I don't know why.
That's one of the most affectionate smooches of all time.
All right, so now we do have to. Do you have a rant for us? America loves your rants. They feel that the rant makes the world go round. Sometimes your rant matches up with somebody else's rant. Other times your rants make absolutely no sense. So,
no, I just had Spencer Strider today. That was about all I had, to be honest with you.
All right.
I got a rant driving in. Did you hear what the tickets are for standing room only at the Phillies game?
Oh, I'm sure it's crazy.
$450.
Oh, yeah. No, I believe that.
To stand there.
Yep.
You don't even get a seat.
Yep.
Just to be in the building, $450.
I believe it. Is that for the NLCS coming up? Or was that for the in the division series?
No, the next series.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, that's not surprising.
So who are the Arizona Diamondbacks? Here's a team that fought its way through the entire season just to somehow get to the postseason. They finished 17 games behind the Dodgers. Dodgers won a 101 and the Diamondbacks 184. Now remember, what was the 73 Mets lost in the World Series to the A's? They won 83 games the whole year. Everything has been, and I've talked about this repeatedly over the years, just get to the tournament. I don't care if it's the NFL, NBA, well, the Sixers will lose in the second round, but in this, you know, NBA, NHL, baseball, just get in. Then after that, let's see how the pieces fall into place. Well, that's Arizona. Arizona, when they beat the Dodgers the other night at Chase Field, it was the first time they played at home in the postseason. All right? They won two games, Arizona did, at Milwaukee, won two games at the Dodgers, then finally won at home. They only gave up six runs. So, Zach Gallen's their top pitcher, 17-game winner, former third-round pick of the St. Louis Cardinals. Did not end up coming to State College when they were the Cardinals affiliate. They jumped him. And then eventually he got moved around and he ended up at Arizona. He's their best starter. Their bullpen is really good. A lot of hard throwers. They picked up Ryan Thompson from Tampa Bay, the sidewinder, who had really, it would pitch really well at Tampa Bay the last couple of years. And then this year, fell off the shelf, and for whatever reason, got himself back on track once he was picked up by Arizona. And he's been really good. And then Paul Sewald, the closer, is not one of those Aroldis Chapman 98 to 102 guys. Right? He is one of those guys that is has great movement. He can top out at 94. But he's a legit closer. And then offensively, they've got a really nice lineup. I mean, Walker's really good. Marte is really good. And they've got a good defense. If you're a Philly fan, do not remotely take this group lightly. They got there for a reason. And guess what they've had to do? They had to fight their guts out for a month. They had to fight their guts out for a month to get there. Don't ever sell that short. A team that has been in playoff mode trying to fight their way in, don't ever sell that group short because they are... a team that's been playing essentially playoff games for a month trying to get in. And they're well managed. Torrey Lovello is a really good manager. Really good manager. So you've got all that and more with this team. Tommy Pham, veteran, been there before. Now, are the Phillies the better team? Yes. Are they the more experienced team? Yes. Are they the deeper team? Yes. I mean, the Phillies have everything you could ask for, okay, as to, you know, the kind of team they happen to be. Regular season is one thing. The Phillies have been able, and both teams will be in the same spot. Both teams will be able to set up their pitching any way they want. Okay? They can set up their pitching any way they want. And that's going to be an important part of all this.
I was driving in. I listened to quite a bit of stuff, and a lot of the Dodgers and the Braves are saying that the layoff.
Yeah, it's a problem.
That it really hurt them. They lost their momentum, and it took them a couple days to get it back, but at that point, it's too late. And they would rather just play and not have time off, have a, like a bye. So it, what brings into play is when they had that one game playoff.
Yeah.
No one liked that. But now, so they switched it to this, and the successful team all year doesn't really like it. And I'm just kind of like, hey, figure it out.
You do have to figure it out, but it's what you're used to.
Yeah.
That's why we're, when you're talking about baseball players, you know, and we'll get into the NBA thing in a moment. But when you're talking about a baseball player, unless you're Aaron Judge, you're used to playing every day. Your guys, your guy takes extended time off.
Oh, he hurt his toe.
Yeah, he is. Yes, yeah, yeah. I've been around guys that have played with broken
you
legs.
You hurt your toe?
Must be some toe. Guess what? The only time he rose was at the end of the season to walk to his car. All right. So, and even then, I think they got him a golf cart. So, that's your guy, Matt. It's your guy. And then,
yeah.
And let me tell you, the guy that they need to get out is Corbin Carroll. Hmm. They've got to make sure they keep Corbin Carroll under control. This is a guy that is, in all likelihood, the National League Rookie of the Year. The 285 hitter, 25 home runs, 54 steals. He's the first rookie ever in baseball to have 25 home runs and more than 50 steals in a season.
Yeah, but the steals is not.
Yeah, but you're still doing. Look, I mean, the Phillies ran the bases in this series. They ran wild.
Yeah, but you can't.
Oh, yeah, and I know you can, but I'm saying you got to watch out for this guy. This guy can play.
Yeah, but the, I mean, you can't compare it to Ricky Henderson and all that because they could throw over. Isn't the rule you can only throw over twice and then the guy is free to lead any way he wants
to? Right, twice.
So that's not. And the you bases are bigger.
Okay, you can throw over a third time. You're allowed to.
Yeah.
But if you don't get him, he automatically gets the base. and this is
which is a good rule. Right? I'm just saying that because you've got to put an asterisk next to these records.
Oh, sure, but at least he still did it.
Yeah,
he still accomplished it. He's still a player you got to be wary of out there under the current rules. Yeah. He stole 54 bases.
And then to be fair about it, the catcher knows he's going.
Sure.
So it is, you know.
So that's just a brief preview of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Because I would say that right now, most Phillies fans are like, don't know much about them, including the color of the uniforms.
So, well, they're going to learn. They're a good team.
But the
Phillies are the best team left.
Hey, they have set up their pitching. They're in great shape. They got Wheeler in game one, Nolan in game two. They can do Ranger Suarez in game three. They can do whatever they want. They're in great shape. The Yankees are pitching who in game one?
What, against the Red Sox?
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
The Red Sox are pitching Chris Sale in a simulated game in Arizona.
Chris Sale versus Carlos Rodon. See who gets hurt first.
You will get the Cy Young Award, by the way. Garrett Cole will win it.
The Red Sox signed the general manager today.
They really?
Yeah, Bill Belichick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my almighty!
His first job is going to be cutting a bunch of guys. By the way, Bills will play the Giants on Sunday night. Daniel Jones is out of the game.
Oh, no. Tyrod Taylor.
So he's got a neck injury. They fined George Kittle $13,000 for his Cowboys T-shirt. And based on how much money he makes, he can afford it. That is the equivalent of tip change. And, there you go.
How's Taylor doing?
She was there last night.
Yeah, she was there.
With Mama Kelsey and Brittany Mahomes.
Yeah, her and Brittany are bonding now.
Well, yeah.
That's good.
Sure, oh, Taylor Swift. Oh, okay.
Brittany, don't be a hero.
Honestly,
don't be a fool.
I watched the last 2 minutes of the first half of that game. The last 2 minutes of the first half. And I didn't even think twice about her being there. I was like, oh, okay. Didn't even think about it. So then I turned it over to the West Virginia game. Like, ooh, hey, okay, this is pretty good. because the Phillies were cruising along, and it kind of felt like they were in good shape.
There's some really bad NFL teams this year.
Oh, there are. By the way, the Rojas play in center field was phenomenal. That was the single biggest play, maybe of the series, was that play. Because if that ball drops in, Atlanta takes the lead. And he almost botched it, and he still made the catch. That was the biggest play. And let's give Rob Thompson credit for playing him in center field.
Should the guy have gone home?
Yes, Pilar. Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Right? Hey, it's right in front of you.
Okay. Well, I heard.
It's right in front of him.
The guy said, I forgot who the.
Jeff Francoeur.
No, it was a different guy who commented on it. Doing color during the game.
It was Jeff Francoeur on TBS.
Oh, I don't. That's not the name he said. The guy I heard.
Oh, Kevin Pillar is the guy on third base.
No, but it doesn't matter who said it. Right. He said if you're on third base and the ball is coming at you when it hits the wall, it's deceptive. And he said if you hesitate at all.
Oh no!
Then you're going to be out.
You're dead.
He said that your best bet is to stay put, and you got the bases loaded with the best hitter in baseball.
Yeah, you know what? I'm watching this, and that ball didn't just get away; it really got away.
They all thought they would have made it.
He would have made it standing up.
Right? And you're that.
But the second he put the brakes on and he hesitated, he had to go back.
He had to go back.
But
then you'd have had to run in and runners on second and third. With first base open.
The NBA has the gall to look at its players and say, I think you should be playing every game. We'll talk about that in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
All right, so the NBA is trying to, lay down the law when it comes to playing games. And, you have to play X amount of games to qualify for postseason awards and things like that. And I'm going to go back to what I've talked about many times. Hey, you have to understand what the life is like in the NBA. Now, is playing NBA basketball difficult? Yes. Is the travel difficult? Yes. Is it draining? Yes. Can you get banged up and hurt? Yes. Can you get injured? Yes. All those things are absolutely true. Absolutely true. But my goodness, when they travel, back in the day, they traveled at times by train or commercial flights. Today, they're all on charters. And all these charters are equipped with first-class seats. They have massage therapists, physical therapists, nutritionists, the trainers.
A lot of money.
Everything. Right? All the money in the world that they could possibly ask for. I mean, you name it, right? Hotels. I did the NCAA tournament in Atlanta one year. And as luck would, everything's done by luck of the draw. We got the Ritz-Carlton in Atlanta. Guess who's staying in the hotel with us? The San Antonio Spurs. Well, guess what? Okay. That's how they travel. That's where they stay. They stay in places like that. Like, okay, I'm trying to see which part. Okay, so let me tell you who needs load management. The single mother of three who's sitting there on a Monday, gets up early, gets herself ready, gets the three kids up, gets them breakfast, gets them off to school, goes to work. Some days at work are good. Some days at work are a pain in the neck. Okay? Make sure she's home in time either to get the kids off the bus. She might not be able to, but get home in time to make sure they get dinner. Give them some help with some homework. Maybe have 5 minutes for herself. Right? And then has to go to sleep. And then gets up the next day and, by golly, has to do the same thing all over again. And gets up on Wednesday and has to do the same thing all over again. And then, you know what? Saves up enough money to take the three kids to an NBA game only to find out that Steph Curry is sitting out because he's tired. He's tired?
Yeah.
What do you think she is? Okay? Guess what? We've got this all wrong. The person that needs the load management is the single mom of three, busting her backside every day to keep the house together.
She should get a free ticket.
She needs load management. Victor Wembanyama does not. Thank you, Adam Silver. A message from this station, the Ad Council, and Doug in Wellsboro.
Darn tootin'.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, sponsored by Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
The first thing we have to be concerned, Matt, are you okay?
I'm good, yes.
Hey, anytime you have a semi rantless day, people are wondering if you're ill.
No, I'm good. Because remember, with all these rants that come per day, it comes out of honesty. I always give you my honest opinion. And today, we're good.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, which may play an influence, by the way, in Matt's mood. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up for the weekend now on this beautiful Friday afternoon. Get ready not just for the weekend. Who are the Eagles playing? St. Francis of Pennsylvania?
The New York Jets.
Because you really don't
a little bit better than that.
You really don't play a hard schedule. So Jets defense is really good, actually. And you can stock up for that. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, lots and lots of snacks. Come on. The little guys in your house need snacks, Matt. All right, little Luke, little Matt, just like, you know, Mark, just sitting there like snacking the entire weekend, putting on about 10 pounds. No?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know, snacking
all Halloween.
So, there'll be no all rise on Halloween. They'll be like after,
no.
On November 1st, they'll be unable to stand up. So
they'll be firemen, actually. Luke and Mark will be.
They're going to be firemen?
Yes.
Really? That's adorable. Are you going to take the little guy out, little John Paul?
We're thinking about it right now, and we're trying to find a Dalmatian costume to put him in, so it's the fireman and the Dalmatian.
Okay. And, of course, it'll probably depend on weather as to whether you take him out or not.
Correct, yes.
How cool it is.
Yeah.
I like peanut butter cups.
Well, they not only have soft drink snacks, they roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies. Pickle Bar, led by the Barrels and the Dills, my two favorites, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com.
They got great everything there.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Their chips, oh my God.
Really good.
Yeah.
The water?
I had a good time there. Yeah, their water is delicious.
Yep.
My God.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Yeah, you can drink it.
Yeah. And we're going to get to our picks here in a few moments. And by the way, finally a complaint about another complaint about night games. Colorado is playing tonight.
8 o'clock.
They are playing, well, 8 o'clock local time.
Yeah.
They're playing at 8 o'clock in Mountain Time. It's 10 o'clock Eastern Time. They have Stanford tonight. Also tonight, Syracuse, well, no, that's tomorrow. Syracuse, Florida State's at noon tomorrow. The big one's Oregon, Washington. This will be the last year they play against each other as being members of the Pac-12. Next year they'll be in the Big Ten.
Well, what's Deion's complaint? Come on, you're on national TV every week now.
Yeah, his complaint is look, so from a football point of view, it's legit.
Yeah,
I mean, and obviously
they're all getting paid well, including the players.
People have asked about Friday night games here. It is. Penn State's already told the Big Ten, no, I'm playing a Friday night game here. You notice all of Penn State's Friday night games have all been on the road, at Maryland, at Illinois. That's fine. They don't have a problem doing it. This year they're going to play Michigan State at Ford Field on a Friday night. I've already had extensive conversations with Jack Ham that, yes, I will make it in from Orlando. I've got a basketball game at noon.
Oh, wow.
On Thanksgiving, I got a game at noon. I got
Orlando for you.
I got a 3:40 flight out. By the way, Penn State basketball is scrimmaging Villanova tonight at Villanova. They're actually on the road now. It's what I refer to as the double secret probation scrimmage. Since we're talking about Oregon, that's where Animal House was filmed.
Cool.
Was Eugene. So this is the double secret probation scrimmage where nobody's allowed in. Girardi's going.
Right. So, oh my almighty!
We worked it out how to do it, and I said to somebody in basketball yesterday, I said Dick Girardi's one of the biggest deals in Philadelphia. I said, you don't think the Philadelphia people are going to figure out that Dick Girardi's in the building? I said, come on, you got to be kidding me. But they have that scrimmage today. It's going to be interesting to see because, you know, they did the walkthrough yesterday on them after they were done with practice and they went back and watched some film. Then the next time they'll go will be that charity game at Robert Morris in Pittsburgh on Friday the 27th. And they asked if I was going to go to that one or not. And it's like, it's the day before they play. Part of it depends on what time Indiana kicks off. We'll see. And then they'll start 3 weeks from Monday, they've got the opener with Delaware State.
You know, this goes back to what you said before about baseball. Just get there. Look at UConn.
Yeah.
UConn was not the best team in the country last year, but they won the national championship. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. You know, UConn went 4-4 in the month of January.
Yep.
They were actually undefeated in non-conference games last year.
You know, they still have not charged anyone. They destroyed the campus, the $300,000 worth of damage, and they're still tiptoeing around that the school doesn't want anything to do with it. And trust me, I live right there, so you know everything that's going on. And it, why they will not go after these kids is beyond me. So, it's crazy what they did. We don't win anything. Football team stinks. They got like 3,000 people showed up to one of their games, and then they said they have the best student body in the country. They have like 18.
I guess, did Penn State football put out a tweet, like the two of us almost game day? This is from Virginia like 22, 23 years ago.
Who?
That's Jack and me.
Oh.
Penn State put out a tweet. It's almost game day. Yeah.
Wow.
My hair was darker.
Yeah.
I had more of it too.
It looked like that day that Dad was, you were chasing Dad with the car.
I actually needed a comb. Yeah. All right, so
get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
So far, it has 803 likes.
Uh-huh. Could have been that bad then.
Oh, goodness gracious. Gary Goloshevsky sent that to me. Oh, my goodness. But yeah, but it's if you're going to take the television money, which they all are, I mean, nobody's turning it down. I'll never forget Don Canham, who was the longtime athletic director at Michigan. And this is before we saw the gigantic TV contracts. And they asked him about moving things for TV. And he said, look, he says, and you know, at this point, you know, Michigan Stadium was a little bit better than 100,000. Now it's 111. Right? So it was, you know, like 100, 200, 3,000. He says, look, he says, we get seven home games here, six home games, whatever it happens to be. He says, that really is what pays for our athletic department. Well, that's not the case anymore. Football drives everything, but the football TV money, and you know the one that's bothered me, all right, you actually have leverage. It is a product people want. So I would, what's Matt, you could tell everybody, what's the first thing I would tell them about TV packages when you have some leverage? No six-day windows. A fan should know 2 weeks ahead of time what time the game kicks off.
Exactly.
All right? Right. Well, we need it. Excuse me. Are you people in the office over at the TV part like dumb and can't figure out what a good game is 2 weeks ahead of time? Really? You got to be kidding me. So, Colorado is playing tonight.
Yeah, but do you think that goes along that? Was Colorado going to play in this game if what happened this year didn't happen? Were they scheduled to be on tonight?
They were scheduled to be on tonight. Yeah,
Colorado was against
Stanford. That was pre-scheduled.
Whether Deion was there.
Yeah, that was pre-scheduled.
So I don't get that.
But he just doesn't like the idea of, like, for example, when they played Colorado State, they started at the same time. Mm-hmm. The game was over at 12:45 in the morning. Like, yikes.
You're getting national exposure.
Oh, I know.
That's what he wants. That's how he recruits.
Oh, I know.
That's how we, you know.
I know.
Come to my school. We're on national TV. I don't. You got a good thing going. Don't screw it up, because you'll start making people mad. Oh, which he's pretty good at. Oh.
Well,
let's go Stanford.
Yeah.
By the way, Taylor at Stanford. I know they're 1-4. He's done a good job recruiting. I mean, they may be okay with him there.
I thought you meant Taylor Swift.
No. Oh. No. We'll take a break. Our picks for the week coming up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet. Okay, time for picks.
All right, last week Steve and I went 7-4. King went 2-9, but you never know. So that leaves Steve and I still deadlocked at 38-26 on the year. King is now 22-40, but he's still doing better than the Denver Broncos.
Wow. I used to be good at this. What was...
Well, to give you a little bit of credit here, you do try to go for a lot of upsets. So, and I give you credit for that. Because that can sometimes be second-level thinking, or sometimes it can't be. But, you know.
Sometimes it's just stupid.
A for effort. All right, here we go. So, let's start with Washington at Atlanta. King.
Atlanta.
All right.
I'll take the Falcons.
I'm actually going to go with the Commanders here. I'm still not totally sold on the Falcons. I know they got some good guys. Everyone wants to drool all over Bijan Robinson, but I still got to see a little more consistency
Mike,
from the Falcons.
I'll tell you, Mike Yurcich and I had a long talk about Robinson before the draft. And, of course, Mike coached him at Texas for a year. Loved him. Really did. Said, Steve, he can do everything.
Yeah, and I think Washington's defense can force some turnovers on Desmond Ridder.
And I was very
Ridder,
impressed
so.
With Washington against the Bears.
Yeah. Oh, well, no.
No, see, I got screwed by that. You know?
I mean, I would love to see Atlanta win, so I mean, I hope I'm wrong, but I'm rolling with my gut here. I'm going Washington. Next one, Seattle at Cincinnati. Steve.
Seattle.
I'm also rolling with the Seahawks. I think it might be big in this game. King.
It's a tough game. Seattle's really good. I think Joe Burrow has turned the corner, so I took Cincinnati.
All right, we'll see. Next one. Speaking of those Chicago Bears, they'll try again for a win, hosting Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings. King.
Well, I'm going to take the Vikings because I still think Chicago stinks.
Yeah, this is a. I think this is a losable game for the Vikings, but I'm going to stick with them until Chicago actually proves it can find a way to actually win a game and win it like in the fourth quarter and not blow it like they did a couple weeks ago. Steve,
are they serious that they're going to trade Cousins?
I think anything's possible if they, especially if they lose this game. Vikings are kind of at a crossroads right now.
Yeah.
Steve.
Vikings.
And then finally, New Orleans at Houston. Let's go back to Steve.
I like New Orleans. They're playing really well.
I agree. I'm taking New Orleans in this one.
Saints.
All right. That's it for NFL. And now we go to the college football. Let's get things started with a barn burner, Iowa at Wisconsin. King.
Wisconsin.
I also got the Badgers. Steve.
Wisconsin will shut them out.
Yeah. I think it's going to be that kind of game, too. Next one, let's go with Texas A&M at Tennessee. Steve.
Oh, this game's brutal. I'm going to say Tennessee because they're at home, and Texas A&M is still operating with their backup quarterback.
Yeah, I don't trust A&M in this spot. I'm going to go Tennessee.
I watched A&M last week. Obviously, I'm not good at this anymore. I got Texas A&M. I thought they played really well against Alabama.
Yeah, it's not a good fourth quarter.
You know what? But they made losing plays. See, that's the problem you'll get with certain teams. They'll make losing plays.
But Tennessee's like that.
Yeah. Ugh.
Hence why the from Steve on this game. Next one, Miami, fresh off the non-kneel down against UNC. King.
North Carolina.
Yeah, I got UNC winning big. I think there's some major issues right now in that locker room with Miami after last week. Steve.
I really like Drake May, and getting Tez Walker into the lineup at wide receivers made a big difference. North Carolina.
All right, now we've got UCLA and the Fighting Chip Kellys at Oregon State. Steve.
Well, I was really big on Oregon State early in the season. I'm kind of falling off on them. I'm going to go with UCLA on the road.
King.
UCLA's turning around. I like them. UCLA.
Screw UCLA and Chip Kelly, Oregon State.
Just not a nice person.
Oh, that temper on you, man.
Still the worst coaching decision ever in Eagles franchise history.
Oh.
F-R-A-U-D. That
all
spells
your,
fraud with Brian
all
Kelly
kids
and the rest.
Be UCLA fans.
No, they're not. They'll be Notre Dame or Penn State. I'll allow Penn State. If not, they're going to be Notre Dame. Because I'm going to teach them the agony that Chip Kelly brought to the Philadelphia Eagles franchise.
Imagine the agony I'm going through right now listening to it.
All right. And it's plays, it's time, it's not time and possession and everything else. Oh, I'll just stop right there before I go
just
burn
think
something.
Of Halloween.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, the Eagles are 5-0 right now and have won a Super Bowl without him. Anyway. Now, the big one in the Pac-12. Washington hosting Oregon with another set of hideous-looking uniforms. Looked like a Dalmatian, actually, this week. Steve.
It's one of the best matchups of quarterbacks. Michael Penix, Bo Nix. I am going to take Oregon to win the game.
I am rolling with Washington. King.
I'm taking Oregon because I like Bo Nix's name.
It is a good name.
That's a cool name.
Now, King, not that we really need to answer this question, but I'm going to answer it anyway. Penn State, UMass.
Oh, God.
what's your final score?
UMass. Go a minute, man.
Yeah, I'm going to roll Penn State.
Penn State will win this game by... They could win by whatever they want to win by, but they'll pull half the team out. They'll win by 40.
Yeah, I'll go the same way. It may not be like 70, but they'll put up 30 or 40 depending on the weather.
Notre Dame's the favorite, but I think USC is going to beat them by at least 10.
I agree.
Really?
Yeah.
Notre Dame's not that good.
No, and they're a 3-point favorite because they're at home.
So I didn't pick them this week.